when we started, we were really interested in folk influences. We were listening to a lot of Neil Young. We were listening to a lot of sort of older American music, and there were textures that were coming in from that. We were making music that was like very thickly textured guitars and a lot of layers and, you know, sort of shrouding the vocals. And then we've made 4 full-length albums now, and on our latest record, Shriek, we completely did away with guitar. The textures that we got were largely from synthesizers and more of a pop sensibility.
How did this collaboration with conductor William Bertell come about?
This is the first performance of this music, but we've actually been collaborating and sort of working toward this for about 1.5 years now, maybe even longer than that at this point. We heard from him first while we were recording Shriek, and he approached us. As it turned out, you know, we were making this new record, and we said, well, you know, this is the new material that we're using, and so we'd like to work within the structure of our new stuff. So he, once that record was finished, he had that and he listened to it, and it turned out that it ended up just being really ideal material, really suitable for rearranging, reworking within the orchestral setting.
When this idea was first pitched to you, what did you think of it?
We had a good bit of skepticism about it because, you know, there's this danger of taking our music and then making it basically, you know, Wyoke with strings. And it's got this like pop sensibility where you're basically just dropping in some kind of canned string arrangement over top of what we're already doing. And that really had no appeal to us in the first place. And we made that clear. And fortunately, he made it abundantly clear from the very beginning that that was not what he does. He has taken our music and completely deconstructed it and put it back together. And, you know, largely it doesn't even sound like the same music at all.
About the song Tower, because it seems like this song, of all the ones that you're doing, could lend itself to being arranged for an orchestra.
It has a really buoyant quality. I think when we were first starting out on it, I actually was feeling like it had this twisted around reggae feel, which I think some people feel that and some people don't. But in the rearrangement for the orchestra, there's actually some really almost tongue-in-cheek moments where there are these kind of bombastic orchestra hits. And, you know, it's kind of like the music is churning around beneath it. And then there's these big, you know, brass swells. And I think we're going to end up having a lot of very highly skilled players in the orchestra playing their instruments in the wrong way during that song, which I think is always a really fun thing to see somebody who's so capable on their instrument being pushed into, you know, using the instrument not really as it was intended to be used.
How do you think people should approach a concert like this?
Oh, I don't know. I'm working on how I approach it myself. So I have no expectation of anyone in the audience. But yeah, I mean, this is totally new territory for Wyoke, and you know, we're a 2-person band, and that is what we always do. And so we're going to find ourselves standing in front of 50 or 60 some odd people who are all playing as one unit behind us. And I don't really know exactly what to expect from that. But what I do know is that the music is really high quality, and the performers are going to be really high quality. And so I think if people can come in and not expect, you know, a kind of traditional orchestral situation and can kind of open themselves up, then it's going to be great. And honestly, that's, you know, there's so much vitality and there's so much newness within the classical music world. And I'm just glad to be inhabiting a tiny little slice of that.